This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Most farmers, despite the beliefs of some, are all for regenerative agriculture and improving the impact they have on the environment and the food we all eat. Vive Crop Protection's Jonathan Adamson says in recent years, there has been an awakening.
I love being in this industry, working with so many good people, and I think the fun thing for me is to see that awareness grow, especially around Vive and our company, and just what we're able to help growers do from quality and changing what they want to do on the farm, kind of taking ownership of their farm back a little bit. And then, you know, throw in the biological pieces of what we're doing and some of the exciting things that we've got coming down the pipeline.
And farmers, Adamson says, are figuring this out.
And they're having more opportunity. I mean, there's new products, there's new technologies, and that's what's allowed us to fit well is our technology platform allows us to do things that are different.
Even, Adamson says, rejuvenating some of their old reliables.
And they're starting to, you know, pull things out of the woodwork that we didn't even think about because of that technology and that opportunity. And there's a lot of companies that are bringing forward these things that, you know, we're just in a different world, in a different time, I think, as far as development and technology and opportunities.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the new and improved ways ag producers are creating our food.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.